John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Paula time.
All right, hold on. We got a bunch of Paula here before we return.
You suck. You sound like a cat dying in a plastic bag.
It's Paula Abdul saying it looks like someone put a cat in a plastic bag.
She's unintelligible.
Here she is now again.
Ow. Ow. Ow, that hurts. It hurts good, you know?
Oh, wow. What's happening to her there?
And here's something that I know you know she said before.
Shaquille can't take it as deep as I can.
Oh, Paula. Paula time.
And then that led to this.
Animals are extremely important to me. I can't imagine ever growing up without having the love of dogs and pets, you know. They love you unconditionally. If you take the word God and you spell it backwards, it spells God. And dog and God. I said God backward, God.
Oh, dear.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How do you like it, Paula?
Shaquille can't take it as deep as I can.
There she is.
Shut up.
Wow.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Bueno.
Shaquille can't take it as deep as I can.
Key to her success right there.
I'm sure that's like the Hidden Valley.
Oh, you better believe it.
Hey, a private note from me to the dickwads in the back room there. What's your prime directive there, monkeys? If we get 2 minutes past break time, go ape S-H-I.
That was the directive from the other day.
Yes, and we broke when I saw the clock at 53.
Ooh, that's 1 minute past ape S time.
Yeah. Hey, really, fellas, seriously, we're going to get our teeth in a legal ringer here.
Right.
A little help, please. All you really got to do is just take track of time.
You know what really would be helpful? I know you'll hate this.
What?
One of them air horns.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, no.
Beyond!
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Is my FM still going to be free?
Is what, sir?
Is my FM still going to be free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Count on it, just because it's not called that anymore.
Always, my friend.
No charge to you.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Print it. Take it upstairs.
Give it to the fat man.
To the fat man.
Alfonso Schofield.
Junior.
Junior. And your father. It's not that important. I would explain to you later.
All right.
We can't stop. There we go. To check Don's messages, press one. Don, this is from Mayor Marion Barry. Don't you like my beautiful singing voice?
Sing for me, please.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
Alfonso Schofield Jr. and your father.
Please, I can't explain. I'm 80.
We were talking about Marion Barry during the break, and Mike reminded me of a time, again, way back in the day, over 20 years ago, we first started working together.
Right.
Marion Barry, mayor for life, one of his many turns as mayor, frequented a strip club downtown, the Camelot.
Camelot, and he was apparently rumored to be having a little tete-a-tete with one of the strippers down there.
He was stepping out on Effie, and this is before everybody knew that he like was sucking the pipe and everything else.
Right.
So Mike and I, on a wild hair, nothing to do with the show,
right,
decided to go down to Camelot and see what was doing. And as it turns out, we imbibed ourselves into a booth where it was you and I sitting with the lady who was telling us.
She was there. It was during the day. We got off the air on the morning show, went down like for lunch.
We went down to try to find her, and we found her.
We started drinking in the afternoon, and she was there, and we told her who we were, and she started talking to us, and we struck up a friendship. It
bought
was
a drink. We bought drink. We got ass-faced that day.
It was a wonderful time.
Alfonso Schofield.
Right. And here's the thing I remember that was frustrating about it.
Yeah.
That we had gone to the strip club and we had actually met the woman who was banging Mayor Barry.
One of our listeners will know her name. I forgot what it was.
Was
but,
she attractive?
And as
she was extremely
she was hot as hot as balls. Oh. And as I recall, we had this gigantic scoop.
Right.
We didn't talk about it on the air. At least I didn't, because I didn't want my wife to know we'd been to a strip club.
Yeah, but it was in the news that he had been dating this. It had just broke. The story had just broken that weekend or something like that. And then our big deal was that we were going to come back, and we couldn't talk about it because you didn't want to get in trouble. Well, I didn't want to get in trouble either.
Either one of us did.
I believe I might have been married at that time also.
You were.
And we went down there, and we had had... You know, we'd gotten really no dirt because we tried to get that out of her. We tried to get her to talk. She really didn't give us much information.
But when she became our buddy, though.
She was very, very cool. Oh. Wish I remember the name.
Alfonso Schofield Jr. and the father.
I like the piano work that's being done, too. Thank you for calling Don's Blackberry. To find out the name of the stripper, press 2. I don't know. Ain't that a bitch? Yes, another message for Don from Michael Hughes.
Oh, good.
Don, why did you play that tape? Now everybody thinks I'm a serial killer.
Alfonso Schofield.
You want to hear the whole segment?
I do.
The whole thing from Channel 5?
I really, really do. Jeez.
All right, so they got the mayor for life.
He keeps on giving. He's just like Elvis.
Was he wearing his African clothes today?
No, he was wearing a button-down shirt and I think a hat.
I love it when he dresses like Stevie Wonder.
I
now,
do.
Did he have his Carnival Barker hat on today?
Which
no,
hat?
It was like a Greg Norman hat.
Oh, really? Like a golfer's hat?
A straw hat. Like
oh, a like
fedora.
A cowboy hat.
No, a fedora.
Oh, a fedora. Okay.
You know, and to this day, it still is a big stigma. If you go anywhere and you get into a discussion with anybody and you talk about living in Washington, D.C., beyond the politics and everything, it without fail, someone says, mm-hmm. What's the deal with Marion Barry?
Yeah. Right.
And I find myself saying, hey, come on. You know,
yeah. It is
I'm like
it
everybody
is.
Else around here.
Sure.
He's the mayor for life.
Right. It is what it is with him.
He whores.
Yes.
He drugs.
We love him.
He boozes. I think he cares about the District of Columbia.
I do too,
of course he does.
And that's why he's been able to survive all these scandals.
Mayor for life,
mayor for life. I just say, go out, take care of the district. Go out,
Ward 8.
Go out. Of course, when he was mayor, he got in trouble because he was going out in other towns
the night out.
Remember when there was it a blizzard? Was it a blizzard where he was at the Super Bowl?
We called him,
and we called him, and he hung up on us.
That was back in the day. You'd have to get anybody's permission.
Yeah.
Just call the front desk, Marion Barry, please hold, please.
Hey, it's Don and Mike Show in Washington D.C. Click. You know, he'd been partying with that oversized 10-gallon hat, that styrofoam hat, you know, with
life.
The Redskins on it.
He loves hats.
He loved Redskins football.
He is a phoenix. He rises again.
Yes,
I swear to God, he got more lives.
Would
than
you
a
have ever seen him
cat.
Holding any kind of political office again? Nobody would.
No,
but he was able to do that.
Yep. And the way
thank
that
you Ward 8.
The way it's portrayed around the country, out of town, is like, who knows what's going on in Washington D.C. where once again they've reelected crackhead Marion Barry.
But he does. He survives. He is a survivor.
Uh-huh. People love him.
They do.
What the hell?
Well, really, you know what? Isn't it like anything else? You need people like this in society.
Yep.
We got to have some fun. We got to have people that you know, screw up once in a while so we can have something to talk about, make us feel better about our tragic lives.
He still does stuff like drive around in known drug areas with no lights on in his car, and he still offers up excuses like he was just lost.
Sure. And then there was that whole thing about skipping paying his taxes.
Uh-huh. That's right, and exposing himself to the cleaning woman in the bathroom. Yeah.
And what was the machine that he was going
to invent?
That's
what I was just about to bring up. It was 2 Christmases ago he had a machine that could turn garbage into energy.
Yeah, that's right. And didn't he have a big press conference?
Yes.
Where he was standing in front of this machine?
And it was under a cloth, I think, and it was outside, and he was going to debut it. Somehow it didn't.
And there's another reverend down there that he doesn't get along with, but they got together for this one thing,
right.
And then
that's
it didn't
right.
work.
Yeah.
It's just nonstop.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine.
It's a big nonstop party.
Sorry.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
And here he is today singing.
Singing on the Fox, local Fox Morning News.
He is one in a million. And you know what? For someone who has gone as far in politics as he has, wouldn't you think he'd be a little more at ease on camera?
Yeah, no.
And
no.
Never has he looked comfortable on camera.
Never liked
Hold on,
it.
We got, no. We may have a winner for the stripper's name. Hello, V.
You're looking for the name of Grace Shell.
Grace
winner!
Shell! Yes, sir.
Robbie, give her a prize.
Very
you
good.
A, you got a prize?
Absolutely.
Goody, goody.
She gets a prize pack.
She had beautiful eyes.
Oh, my God. That's
and a few other things, too.
Prize pack. Jesus Christ. Every other disc jockey on the station has got a pile of garbage to give
right,
away.
Right,
with a slug that you've got to read. A slug would be the promotional announcement.
Right. Sure.
Which invariably is worth much more than the cheap prize we're giving
right.
away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm asking. We don't. Hey, listen, we'll give you $20 in cash.
Oh, that's fine.
Thank you, honey.
Grace Shell.
Hold on. Thank you, dear.
Thanks.
Like
Bye.
That. And I'd love to know where are they now. A Grace Shell, where are they now? Love
Hello.
To know what she's doing.
Donna Mike Show.
Do you know what's going on with the Baltimore station?
Nothing but good things, my friend.
You got the Don and Mike Show and Orioles baseball. What could be better?
And we're preempted like every other day. What life is sweet. Mm-hmm. And soon they'll be taking us off for a Ravens show. I mean,
no, the station isn't coming through. A rock station's coming through.
Hey, well, maybe they change the format on us today.
That could
man.
Happen, too. We'd be the last ones to know if they
sure.
did that. Baby.
Or it simply could be the station is currently off the air and you're getting another station's signal and your small peanut-like brain cannot comprehend that.
Happy Friday, sir.
Bye, Dick.
No 20
hey,
for you.
I thought I'd call on the air.
There's a rock
you.
Station coming in.
A lot of deal there,
But Don will be signing autographs at the scrimmage this weekend.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Look for the parasol.
You know, I'm spending way too much time in Baltimore.
Yeah, you enjoy it up there. You love football up there.
This will probably be another weekend I spend in Baltimore.
That's
yeah.
good. That's a
we'll
good
probably
time.
Go to the scrimmage, go to little Italy, get something to eat.
Nice. Absolutely.
Nice. Hi there, Don and Mike.
Little Italy.
Hey, are you guys not on HFS in Baltimore today?
All right, something's going on.
Yeah,
let's find out. Wait, far be it for anybody to find out through this operation. As far
is the
as,
station you know, off the air, friend?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you're getting a lot of CB interference,
huh? Crackly.
Yeah, a lot of crappy Nickelback music, too.
Is the music coming in loud and clear, or is it coming in a little weaker?
It's middle of winter. It's snowed out. It's terrible.
It's bleeding through. You're another one of our listeners that has a peanut-sized brain who can't figure out the station's off the air.
It's off the air.
I'm sure.
Just double-checking.
I'm sure it's a temporary problem.
Yeah.
God willing, right?
God willing,
let's
and those creeks don't rise.
Let's not bring him into this.
Amen to that.
Thank you.
And really, before you get off the line, sir, remember, are your bridges safe?
Look there. Don and Mike Show.
And remember the classic. Damn, that bit set me up.
Yeah, that yeah. boy. You know, and not only getting busted, but getting busted on television and saying, man, the bitch set me up.
I'm going way backwards. Alicia Bridges.
Alicia Bridges?
I love the nightlife.
Is that her name?
I love to boogie. In the middle of my heart.
She was kind of like
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
And I'm trying to think what he says. I'm your father.
No, I'm your father.
I'm your father.
Do you remember after Barry was arrested and late at night, Channel 9 ran the entire surveillance tape of him being arrested.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, the black and white tape.
It was great. It was like shot from across the way.
You know, there.
See him light up.
Our worlds kind of like would bump into that every now and because
we had another run in with him. Literally, we didn't, but the chick that did news on our morning zoo show for a while, Lori Neff.
Right.
One day she was driving to work. She lived in D.C. The station's in Virginia. Mm-hmm. On her way to work at 4:45 a.m., her car was hit.
Yep.
By Marion Barry's car.
He wasn't in it, but it was his car.
Really?
It was his driver and his car. He was not. It was, you know, at that time, that car was out because probably.
They had just dropped him off.
He had just gotten done with his
Or
evening.
They were on their way to pick him up.
No, there's no way that was happening. No
and
way.
And Lori Neff perhaps was the victim of the best joke we ever played.
Right.
She would arrive to the station every morning before any of us. And we were convinced the reason was that she liked going in before we got there and take a nice big dump, uh-huh. take a big growler. So we actually hid a tape recorder in the bathroom.
Uh-huh. I'll never admit to that.
Oh, well, I will. And it was, I remember it was disappointing the first few days.
And then, uh-huh. yeah.
Finally, we got something where the only audible sound was like, or something like that.
And we were cackling like, allegedly cackling like little hyenas.
Well, we were. Didn't we end up telling her that we taped her going to the bathroom?
Yeah, I think the tapes have been destroyed, so there's no way to prove it.
What celebrity did she most resemble?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That is a good question. Very, very tough one.
I don't know of her. A fatter, who's that chick that is the voice of Lisa Simpson?
Yardley Smith.
Fatter Yardley Smith?
Yeah.
I kind of don't remember
what she
looks like.
Probably better looking, it's just very unique looking, you know? Very, very unique looking.
Not hot.
Very well handled, Mike.
Kind of like a chubbier Kathy Griffin.
All right.
Nice. Red hair?
No, blondish hair. Impossible to describe.
She wore sweats a lot. Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show. She's one of those judges.
She's still alive?
I'm pretty sure.
Hi, God Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
Happy Friday.
Right. What's up?
Hey, Don, I have a question.
Yeah, sir.
How many times have you ridden Mike's motorcycle?
Never.
Not for lack of trying.
Never.
I try to get him to ride on the back of it. To work. I picked Don up on my way into work every day.
I'd love to. I love motorcycles. I'm afraid of them. I'm not coordinated enough. I've seen Mike's bike. I've seen my brother's bike. I've ridden on my brother's bike with him driving. Scares the crap out of me,
and I love it. I think that's exactly what it is. It's something that you try it, you give it a shot. You're either in love with it or you're not. I love it. I'm comfortable being on a bike. I love being on a motorcycle.
Doesn't mean I'm not jealous when I see guys. Although last night, oh my God, did you see the bunch of guys that were like the Fast and Furious last night? Buzz, did you leave around the same time I did last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that group of like 30 guys on those little rocket bikes? And here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding when I
tell you. Crotch rockets?
Yeah. There were 20 to 30 of
these
guys.
Little ninjas out there.
Right.
And they were in a pack.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And they weren't going single file. No. And when they got up by where it was four lanes of traffic, these guys were branching off and weaving in and out. And it was like
traffic.
You got your Harley people, you got your cruisers, and you got those guys.
Yeah,
and
those guys.
Everybody that's been on the Beltway, you know what? I don't align with those guys at all. Because I've seen some of the moves that really are... All it would take, seriously, when you see a guy going, 90, 95 miles an hour through traffic, and one person on a cell phone drifting over into a lane, and that guy is gone, deceased forever.
It looked like a scene from, the Fast and the Furious, from Clear and Present Danger, because all of a sudden you had, really, 20 of these guys, all of them wearing... Okay, come on. Knock it off. You're an ass. You're just an ass, really.
It was scary.
Yeah.
It's Friday, Joe. That means it is time for a break.
That'll be long-term funny, I guarantee you that. Long-term funny. Mm-hmm. Good job, everybody. Thanks for the help.
We asked for it, didn't we?
No, Rob did. Oh, Rob asked for it because he hankers back to the days when he would scream break. Right?
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah. Well, someone asked. Did you ask for it?
I might have asked for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
jokingly. We need an air horn. In fact, I did. What am I saying? I might have asked for it.
You did. You liked it, right?
Well, did you hear me laugh?
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
Break!
Yeah, see? At least you said that when you had the job.
I'm laughing at that, too.
Okay, well, we come back. Oh, I know who it is. The greatest drag queen in San Francisco.
Wow. Ooh.
Okay.
I like that.
He's the real guy.
Good.
And we also have to hear the rest of...
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
And
your father is not that important. I would explain to you later.
All right.
Pretty. It's not that important. Wow, I love that.
Alfonso.
Shaquille can't take it as deep as I can.
I know, Paula. Okay, thanks for the horn. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.